proud to follow. Huddersfield Town.
BBC Radio Leeds.
I'm delighted to, to finish the year my year in a way quite strong. Happy to score a few goals and pick up points over the last, three or four games, which is I think is important for us to try to build a rhythm and get a run going.
And your anniversary at the club, how do you feel like you've progressed over your year here at Huddersfield?
Yeah, I definitely think I progressed as a player. I think it's nice to have a full year under my belt of Championship football. I don't consider myself a newcomer anymore, and I understand the league, and I think I'm just going to grow and get better as time goes on, and hopefully my progress over next year could be even quicker and better than this year.
Chris Powell was very quick to praise you after the Watford game for your work rate, hold up play. Are those things that you've worked on particularly?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear as day. It's something that for me to progress as a player and to become the player I need to be, those areas I need to improve on. And I just set it out that I had to go and do that in order to get myself a starting spot. I think I did that well on Saturday, but that's gone. I just think I need to build on it because I've been able to do that, a lot since I've been here, but maybe the consistency that's probably held me back in those types of games that I need to play like that. So if I can continue to do that and try to build on it, then I can only see me growing and my performance is getting better.
Being able to hold the ball up against Championship defenders is no mean feat. Do you think you're actually maybe stronger than people give you credit for?
Yeah, I definitely do think I'm stronger than people give me credit for. I mean, it's difficult to challenge somebody that's maybe, a foot taller than me and probably 30 kilos heavier than me. But at times it's about, timing and intelligence. And, if I can think one step ahead of the defender, I'm sure the strength that I do have can help me get over certain situations throughout the match. And I was capable of doing that quite well on Saturday.
Things are very much going your way at the moment and you're getting the goals. Not always been plain sailing. You've had a few spells where you've been on the bench. So how do you handle that? Because obviously every footballer, you want to be starting every game.
Yeah, I mean, every footballer wants to play every game and every minute of which they're capable of playing. It's not been smooth sailing. I definitely am happy with the amount of football I've played. There's just been times where I've been disappointed where I thought I should have played or could have played and haven't played, but like I said from the beginning, the ones who he's picked over me have done well at times, and I can only hold my hand up to say, well, you was right, Gaffer. But I'm eager and I want to play and I want to do well, and I care about the team and I also care about myself and my career. So I think that's every player's perspective, and you can only stress that and do what you can to give him what he thinks that I need to be playing. So the ups and downs of this year, I would still say it's been a great year. I've got 11 goals. It could be more, it could be less, but I like to build on that and then trying to get to that 20-figure mark, like I guess every other Championship striker is trying.
Yeah, is that the aim, to get to 20 this season?
Yeah, I think that's a minimum. I think I'm well capable of that. That's a minimum, and I'll try to get there as soon as possible, but it starts on Saturday against Middlesbrough.
What do you think the key will be to getting past their defenders on Saturday?
Middlesbrough at the top of the table, near the top for a reason. They score goals and they don't concede many. And we're going away to a big ground, to a big club with probably very high expectations. But, we seem to think that we're capable of beating anyone. It's just being able to beat a good team and going beating a good team again and not buckling and sort of on the rhythm of our play goes back to square one. So we want to go there and leave Middlesbrough with something. And I think if we leave there with something, it will be a good return. But I'm sure we can go there and we will definitely score. It's just about, keeping that clean sheet. And I think we were unlucky to get a clean sheet on Saturday, but the win was the most important thing. So we'll go there with our, we understand and we'll respect them, but we still go there expecting to come back to Yorkshire with some points.
Proud to follow Huddersfield Town.
BBC Radio Leeds.